This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So after Ibn al-Qayyim mentions the Ibad al-Rahman, or he mentions the levels and ranks of his servants, and the levels and ranks of the servants in ubudiyya, in servitude, primarily in that which is in the things that they most likely do not like to do. For example, making wudu in cold water as opposed to hot water. He said, this is the real situation. And he even says, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَلَكِنْ فَرْقٌ عَظِيمٌ بَيْنِ الْعِبَادَتَيْنِ بَيْنِ الْعُبُودِيَّتَيْنِ He said that there's two distinct differences between these two types of servitude, meaning servitude in times and things that you like to do or prefer to do, and servitude and things that you do not like to do. So making wudu with cold water in hot weather is a huge difference than making wudu in cold weather. And they're both servitude. He goes on to say, after this, rahimullah ta'ala, فَمَنْ كَانَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ فِي الْحَالَيْنِ قَائِمًا بِحَقِّهِ فِي الْمَكْرُوهِ وَالْمَحْبُوبِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي تَنَاوَلَهُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. He says here, so whoever is a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these two situations, meaning that he is proficient in doing and fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that which he loves and that which he prefers not to do, then this is befitting for the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alayhi sallahu bi kafin abda, is Allah not sufficient for him? Meaning that even in both situations, Allah is sufficient for me, meaning that Allah and what he has legislated is that which I use and which I perform, because that is sufficient for me. And this is very important. The religion of Islam is sufficient for me. What Allah puts in front of me, I am patient in my heart, i'tiraf batinan, and at-tahadduth biha bil-lisan, i'tiraf batinan, I am patient inside, I am okay with it, I am content. I also don't use my tongue and say that which is not befitting. And then also, I don't use my limbs in a way that shows displeasure with Allah. The three arkan, the pillars of patience. And also, Allah is sufficient for me that when I do actions of servitude, when Allah tests me, he tests me through servitude, I do it in a way that is befitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the things that I don't prefer to do. And I'm conditioning myself to be better at it to where I desire to do it. But in this case, I prefer the actions that I even don't prefer to do, I'm still performing it, giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his right. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is sufficient for me. And he also says, وَفِي قِرَاةٍ أُخَى عِبَادَةٍ وَهُمَا سَوَاءٌ لِأَنَّ الْمُفْرَدِ مُضَافٍ فَيَعُمُّ عُمُومًا الْجَمْعِ. And then he goes on to mention another qira'ah, because Allah said in the verse in the chapter of Zumar, verse 36, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. Is Allah not sufficient for his servant? But then there's another qira'ah or recitation method where he says ibadah, meaning his servants. And then Ibn al-Qayyim says they're both the same thing, because the al-mufrad al-mudaf fayu'umu umum al-jam'. So when I say his servants, or when I say his servant, it is the same as saying servants, right? So in Arabic, when you make the possessive form of a singular noun, his servant, it is the same as you is using the plurality of that noun that was singular. So his servants is similar to servants, okay? Or his servants as well. So then Ibn al-Qayyim goes on to say here, فَالْكِفَايَةُ تَامَ مَعَ الْعُبُودِيَةِ التَّامَ. And this is a general principle here, and this is very important in actions of worship. He says, with complete devotion comes complete sufficiency. So the level and intensity of your devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sufficiency will come with that. So if I'm devoted in my prayer, meaning that I have undivided attention when I am praying, when I'm not thinking about things that will take me away from Allah and his actions in prayer, rather, when I think about those things, when I think about school, when I think about work, when I think about loss of money, when I think about me gaining money, I attribute that blessing of money, firstly, by knowing it's a blessing. So when I say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Razzaq. He's provided me, therefore, he deserves Alhamd. when I think of Allah taking away something from me that I valued. He is Al-Hakim. He did it with divine wisdom. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So that is the khushu'. That's the intensity. The more you think about it, the more you think about those names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given himself and the attributes that's attributed to them, you think about that more and how it applies in your life, this increases your undivided attention to where you only think of the things in this dunya to remind you of the creator of the dunya to ultimately be with him in the akhirah. So that is when you have this level of devotion, increasing your devotion in actions of worship. And this is not only in salah, it's in anything that you do. When you attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that increases your devotion. And the more devoted you are to Allah, the more the deen of Allah is sufficient for you, because you realize that level of devotion is what brings you a level of tranquility. The more devoted you are, the more tranquil you are, the more at peace you are. And that's why generically they say Islam equals peace. The level of devotion will bring that level of peace, because you recognize your purpose of life and why you're doing what you're doing. Most importantly, the qualities of the one you are doing it for. So then Ibn Qayyim goes on to say here, وَنَاقَسَ مَعَ نَاقَسَ, and the deficiency will come with the deficiency, right? The deficiency in your devotion, you will not feel that suffice with what you're doing. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمِدِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهِ. He says, whoever finds good, then good for him. And whoever doesn't find that, then they should not blame anyone except themselves. Ibn Qayyim makes a slight transition here to talk about the effects of shaitan on the servant. He says, وَهَؤُلَاءِ هُمْ عِبَادُ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لِعَدُوِهِ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٍ. And these are the servants of Allah that his enemy has no authority over him. He goes, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِنِّي عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٍ. In the chapter of Hijr, verse 42, he said, verily, my servants, there is no opportunity that you have to have authority over them. He goes on to say, وَلَمَّا عَلِمَ عَدُوُ اللَّهِ إِبْلِيسِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُسْلِمُ عِبَادَهُ إِلَيْهِ وَلَا يُسَلِّطُهُ عَلَيْهِمْ قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Chapter of Sa'd, verse 82 to 83. He mentions here, rahimahullah, and when the enemy of Allah, Iblis, finds out and knows that he will not surrender his servants to him, nor will he give him authority over them. He, meaning Allah, will not give Shaitan authority over them. When Iblis knows that, because of their servitude, he says, what does he say to Allah? قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He says, and by your authority, I will surely divert them. And this is deep. Right now, many of us may think, he finishes the verse, says, إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. So it translates to be that Shaitan says to Allah, by your authority and by your grand nature, I will divert them all, except the servants, your servants, that are sincere, except your sincere servants. But we have to stop and think here. SubhanAllah, this is a nice nukta. Do you realize that Shaitan said that he will have influence over creation by the permission of Allah? Why is this important? Because it is by the permission of Allah that Shaitan is allowed to inflict upon you, but there's a small window of choice that you have to allow that to affect you or not. But when you are an ibad, a servant that is sincere to Allah, Shaitan cannot affect you because your sincerity repels any satanic influence. The intensity and devotion of your prayer repels any satanic influence from thinking about things that will take you out of the prayer, right? The same thing that you thought about, you remembered the name of Allah, instead of remembering the person that took you away from that opportunity and further cursing them in your prayer, or thinking about something of what you want to do after the salah, during the salah. That's Shaitan taking you away from your prayer. And that's what he will always try to do till the end of time, till Allah takes you off of this earth. But Satan says, bi'izzatika, and this is important to know with a particular pillar, and that is Qadr. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala predestined that there will be a creature called Iblis that will consistently try to take you off course, take you off of the Sirat al-Mustaqim. But what's important for you as a Muslim is not to delve into why Allah would allow this and then punish me. No. What's important for you to know is what He has legislated, and He gives you the formula for success, that when you are sincere in this path of implementing this formula and applying this formula to your life, Shaitan cannot afflict you. It is a repellent. So this is a beautiful portion that Ibn Qayyim mentions, that it has tasalsul fikri, that has a chain of thought. When we first talked about sabr, patience, and then moving on to servitude, and then the types of servitude or the situations of servitude, and how when the slave reaches this, that the intensity and their devotion will there reach the level of being feeling sufficed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a result, Satan cannot affect him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from any afflictions of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are aware when shaitan tries to have waswas with us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us sincere to where when that comes, it by default repels him away from us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.